Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
A new tradition is coming back to Oklahoma City, bringing over 9,000 head of the most elite cattle genetics North America has to offer. Cattlemen and women from 46 states and several Canadian provinces will be displaying cattle that'll fit any ranching operation. With more than 20 sales taking place in Oklahoma City, the opportunities are endless to better the genetic future of your herd. The Cattlemen's Congress has quickly become the largest cattle show in the world. So join us January 1st through the 16th in Oklahoma City. Learn more at cattlemenscongress.com.
If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation. Well, Hillary Communications has announced they were approved to build fiber infrastructure at Fort Sill and will invest $5 million to deliver high-speed internet services to roughly 1,900 homes on the base. Congressman Tom Cole was present at the event. I had the opportunity to catch up with him afterwards, and he said this is a great opportunity.
Well, it's a tremendous thing, obviously, first and foremost, for the service members and their families at Fort Sill who have not had adequate broadband service. But it's also a model, honestly. We have a lot of military facilities in pretty remote locations, and quite often they're not well tied in with the local communication. They tend to be separate, and we tend to lag in providing some of the services that, honestly, other Americans sometimes take for granted. So this is something I think can be replicated around the country. But again, it's a major investment. It's a five-year project, and take about another couple years to finish it out. But it'll make a big difference in the lives of a lot of men and women that put their lives on the line for us every day.
Throughout COVID, we started to see how important the internet and good internet really was.
You really do. I mean, of course, a lot of people have to work remotely during this. A lot of health care has to be delivered remotely. And then, frankly, we found, obviously, just the isolation of people that have had to be quarantined or people that have not been able to go into work or kids that haven't been able to go to school. Those things are pretty important to be able to combat. And so this has provided us a way to create communities and opportunity for people, even under difficult circumstances. But you got to have the basic infrastructure. And that's what Hillary's done, is made the investment so we can have that infrastructure, again, available for our military families at Fort Sill.
As far as goals go for Cole in 2022,
well, I hope we can, again, get the funding process. We actually did pretty well in 2020 of making it work. 2021, we did not do well and did not get our work done. So we've got to finish the work from 2021 so we've got financial stability going forward. So that's number one. Number two, honestly, it's an election year, and I think Republicans have an opportunity to take the majority in the House, and I think that's a better situation when we have power divided a little bit more than we do right now. Right now, Democrats have control of the House and the Senate and the presidency by very narrow margins, to be fair. But I think divided government tends to be government that doesn't overreach and try to go too far. So I think that's an important opportunity for us as Republicans going forward.
To hear my complete conversation with Congressman Tom Cole, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. Are you an Oklahoma Farm Bureau member? A Farm Bureau membership comes with a world of benefits, from discounts on a variety of products and services to supporting our agriculture youth. Most importantly, you can become a part of a grassroots organization that advocates for our family farmers and ranchers. Learn more, or you can become a member today by visiting your County Farm Bureau office, or you can visit us online at okfarmbureau.org, because together we are rural Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.